Segment, we're going to do an overview of the book of Ruth. It's a four-chapter book leveraged between the book of Judges and just before the book of 1 Samuel in the canon of God's Word. Of note is the New Testament fulfillment of the book of Ruth. Boaz, as the kinsman redeemer we see in the book of Ruth, is a type of the great redeemer, Jesus Christ himself. And a background of the book of Ruth would include that historically the book of Ruth describes events in the life of an Israelite family during the time of the judges. Geographically, the setting for the first 18 verses is the land of Moab, which is east of the Dead Sea. The remainder of the book of Ruth is located in or near Bethlehem of Judah. Liturgically, the book of Ruth became one of the five scrolls of the third part of the Hebrew Bible, each one of which was read publicly at one of the annual Jewish feasts. Since the central drama of Ruth occurred at harvest time, the book of Ruth was customarily read at the harvest feast or Pentecost. Inasmuch as the book traces Ruth's descendants no further than King David, it was most likely written during David's reign. The author of the book, is nowhere identified in Scripture, though Jewish tradition attributes it also to Samuel. Of note, one of, if not the most quoted and recognizable verses in the book of Ruth would be chapter 1, verse 16. Ruth, the daughter-in-law of Naomi, and it says, "And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee." This was after her husband, and that would be Naomi's son, passed away. Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. And we could say that Ruth illustrates the divine principle that Jesus said, and that's that he that loses his life shall, for my sake, shall find it, in Matthew chapter 10, verse 39. And in this, we see that God honored the decision of a virtuous young woman who forsook her pagan homeland in order to remain loyal to her mother-in-law and to the God of Israel, as we just read in 1:16 of Ruth. By allowing her to become a part of the earthly family through whom Christ came into the world. Okay, now Boaz enters in chapter 2, and Boaz was the relative of Naomi, and he is a type of Christ. He became a redeemer in two ways. First of all, he married Ruth and preserved the name of Elimelech, Naomi's deceased husband. The firstborn son of Boaz and Ruth was considered a son of Elimelech's line, as we read in verse 5 and 10 of the fourth chapter of Ruth. Boaz redeemed or bought the family land that Naomi had sold and restored it to Elimelech's line or lineage. Boaz is an Old Testament type of Christ who likewise redeems the believer in two ways. Number one, he has purchased us by his own blood, and thereby keeps our lives and names from perishing in sin. Amen. 1 Peter 1:18 and 19, were bought and purchased by the precious blood of Christ. Amen. And also the second, He includes us as the redeemed in his eternal inheritance in the new heaven and new earth. In chapter 4, verse 10, it says, Ruth, this is Boaz speaking, have I purchased to be my wife? And is that not what Christ did when he shed his blood to purchase a people, a bride unto himself? The purpose of the book of Ruth, it was written to describe how through self-giving love and the righteous fulfillment of God's law, a virtuous and devout young Moabite woman became the great-grandmother of Israel's King David. The book was also written to preserve an admirable story from the time of the Judges about a godly family whose faithfulness in hardship stood in sharp contrast to the general spirit and moral decline in Israel at that time and during that time, as is recorded in the book of Judges. Also, it should be noted that these women, namely Naomi and Ruth, and also Boaz, were of the highest moral caliber and men and women of integrity. This story of redeeming love opens with Elimelech, the now dead husband of Naomi. He left Judah and relocated his family in Moab because of a famine. Adversity had continued to follow Elimelech as he and his two sons died in Moab. His two sons, and one of them was the husband of Ruth, passed away once they got to Moab, and it's suspected that it was because of the famine, and they left their wives as widows. Four main episodes then follow. Number one, Naomi, or Elimelech's widow, and her devout Moabite daughter-in-law, Ruth, return to Bethlehem and Judah there in the first chapter. And then secondly, in God's providence, Ruth met Boaz, a wealthy kinswoman of Elimelech. Boaz was a wealthy kinsman of Elimelech. And in chapter 3, prompted by Naomi, Ruth conveyed to Boaz her interest in the possibility of marriage according to the kinsman redeemer law of the books of Moses, the Pentateuch, and that's chapter 3. And then chapter 4 of the book of Ruth, as a kinsman redeemer, Boaz bought Naomi's property and married Ruth, as we said earlier, and they bore a son named Obed, the grandfather of David, King David. It's chapter 4. Whereas the book opens with bleak adversity, it concludes with glorious fulfillment for Naomi, Ruth, Boaz, and Israel. And saints, that's the cross we can behold throughout Scripture, the death and burial and resurrection. It should be noted that although Naomi had experienced great sorrow and adversity in her life, she maintained her faith in God. Because of her persevering faith, God so ordered events that her life ended in goodness and blessing. She could testify at the end of her life that the Lord is very pitiful, full of pity and compassion and of tender mercy. Amen. That sounds like the promise of God we find in Romans 8:28, that God works all things together. He orchestrates them together for the good to those that love God and are the called according to his purpose. Of this book of Ruth, Paulus Cassell wrote this. He said, the little book of Ruth, the exposition of which usually follows that of the book of Judges, consists of only 85 verses, but these enclose a garden of roses as fragrant and full of mystic calyxes as those which the modern traveler still finds blooming and twining about the solitary ruins of Israel and Moab, this side of Jordan and beyond. The significance and beauty of the brief narrative of the Book of Ruth cannot be highly enough estimated, whether regard be had to the thought that fills it, the historical value which marks it, or the pure and charming form in which it is set forth. Only two of the 66 books of the Bible are named after women. That would be the Book of Ruth and the Book of Esther. And it is quite noteworthy that of the two books in the Bible named after women, one was a Jewish girl who married a prominent Gentile, Esther and King Ahasuerus, and the other was a Gentile woman who married a prominent Hebrew, Ruth and Boaz. And another significant thing that these two women have in common is that both were part of God's redemptive history. God used Esther to save his people from physical destruction, and he used Ruth as an important genealogical link in the messianic line, first to David and ultimately to Christ, who would save his people from their sins. We are told in Matthew chapter 1, verse 5, that Boaz was a descendant of the Gentile Rahab, almost certainly the Rahab of Jericho, in the book of Genesis. Now Ruth, another Gentile, enters the lineage of Christ as Boaz's wife. Both Rahab and Ruth picture God's grace, since both would have been excluded from the commonwealth of Israel because of their ethnic origin. The Book of Ruth, as McGee notes, is, quote, essentially a woman's story, and God has set his seal of approval upon it by its inclusion in the divine library of the 66 books of the canon of Holy Scripture. The charm and beauty of the Book of Ruth is well illustrated in an incident involving Benjamin Franklin, the American statesman and inventor. When serving at the French court, he heard some of the aristocrats putting down the Bible as being unworthy of reading, lacking in style, and so forth. Though not personally a believer himself, his youth in the American colonies had exposed him, that is, Benjamin Franklin, to the excellence of the Bible as literature. So he decided to play a little trick on the French. He wrote out Ruth Longhand, changing all the proper names to French names. He wrote the Book of Ruth out by hand. Then he read his manuscript to the assembled elite of France. They all exclaimed on the elegance and simplicity of style of this touching story. Charmant, they exclaimed. And they said, where did you find this gem of literature, Monsieur Franklin, they asked. And Benjamin Franklin replied with, it comes from the book you so despise, he answered, the Bible. There were some red faces in Paris that night, just as there should be in our own biblically illiterate culture today for neglecting the Word of God. So true, saints. A little bit more on the background of the Book of Ruth. The events in the Book of Ruth took place, again, during the time of the judges. While most of the nation of Israel was wandering away from the Lord, there was a Gentile maiden named Ruth whose faith shone out with brilliance. The key word of the Book of Ruth is redeem. Another key word is kinsman. Which would be the relative, and that would be Boaz, occurring 12 times. Boaz is a redeeming relative who buys back the land which belonged to Elimelech and raised up posterity to continue the family name, as was commanded in the book of books of Moses. He is a type of Christ, the true redeemer. relative. Ruth the Moabitess pictures the church as the bride of Christ, redeemed by his wonderful blessed grace. Amen. All right, there are six special features that can be noted concerning the book of Ruth, and we've already mentioned one of them, and it's the first one here. It's one of two books named after women in the Bible. Secondly, Ruth is written against the dark backdrop of Israel's unfaithfulness and apostasy during the period of the Judges. This book describes the joys and sorrows of a godly family at Bethlehem during chaotic times. Thirdly, it illustrates that God's plan of redemption included Gentiles who, during Old Testament times, were grafted into the commonwealth of Israel upon repentance and faith in the Lord. And number four, special feature of the book of Ruth, redemption is a central theme throughout the book, with the kinsman redeemer role of Boaz being one of the clearest Old Testament illustrations or types of the mediatorial ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Fifthly, the most recognized verse in the book of Ruth, Ruth's words to Naomi while still in Moab, which we reviewed earlier, where she said in chapter 1, verse 16, "Whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God." Amen. And finally, the sixth special feature of Ruth is that it gives a realistic portrait of life with its struggles and tragedies, yet describes how the faith and faithfulness of God and godly people toward God, that is, enabled the Lord to turn tragedy into triumph and defeat into redemption. Okay, and as we close the New Testament fulfillment of the book of Ruth, four New Testament truths are illustrated in this book of Ruth. Firstly, human adversity becomes God's opportunity for advancing his great redemptive purposes. Secondly, Ruth's inclusion in redemption demonstrates that participation in God's kingdom is not by physical descent, but by conforming one's life to God's will through, quote, obedience of the faith, as is quoted from Romans 16:26. Thirdly, Ruth's place in the ancestry of David and Jesus signifies that people of all nations will be represented in the kingdom of the great Son of David, Revelation 5:9 and 7:9. Amen. And lastly, Boaz as the kinsman redeemer is a type of the great redeemer, Jesus Christ, who purchased us with his own blood as his bride. Amen. God bless you, saints. Thank you for listening.